Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Lasers Technology Podcast. In this podcast, you'll be hearing the best stories about lasers.
Welcome back to GSMC Technology Podcast. Right now, we're going to talk to you about a 200-watt laser bazooka.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about lasers, so is 200 watts a lot?
200 watts is a lot. So there's a gentleman named Drake Anthony in Southern Illinois. He's 23 years old and a laser enthusiast, and he built a 200-watt laser bazooka. Now, just think about this. The average laser pointer, the average legal wattage for a laser pointer in the United States is 0.5 watts.
Now, is this something that he had to get a license for, or is this something that a hobbyist can do as long as he doesn't, like, you know, take down an aircraft?
From what I understand, you're allowed to build – your like hobbyists are allowed to build lasers. I don't think you need a license for it. I don't think the government's ever been concerned about it, but maybe they should be.
Well, a 200-watt laser, so I'm assuming that's enough to go through wood and cars. And
well, not cars. But so basically what it is it's a bundle of lasers that is focused through a focusing lens. And this thing is pretty great. There's a video about it, and we'll post the link to the video in the show notes. But according to the maker, according to on your unprotected eyes – it is 33 million times worse than staring at the sun.
So that's, if not instant blindness, that's darn near close.
So it doesn't really look like a bazooka. In the video, it actually looks like a rifle, like a laser rifle, kind of similar to the way that the laser rifle looks in the Fallout games. And so he had to build a special welding mask just for this thing in of itself. And he'd actually made a 40-watt shotgun in the past, and he's got several videos of, like, laser swords and laser things that he creates. But he shows what it can do, and it's completely silent. And he shot the beam and focused it and was able to melt through a, it was a computer tower. Like,
now, is it the focus on it adjustable? Is there a knob that he can fine tune the adjustment?
No,
make it bigger,
it doesn't
or smaller?
Look like it's, it doesn't look like it's focusable. I know with a lot of lasers, especially the illegal ones, that you can focus the laser. I actually had a friend in high school who had one that was like, I think maybe like 2 watts or 1.5 watts, and he could actually focus it to the point to where it would burn a hole in your clothes, like if it was black. It could burn a small hole, and it actually hurt. Now, with this, he can burn metal. He can burn wood. He's lit a golf ball – or not a golf ball. He lit a ping pong ball on fire and melted through a computer case.
Now, this is just for curiosity, or is this something he plans on selling, or what? Is this just for fun?
He's just a hobbyist.
So what do you do – I'm trying to think of what would he do with it. I mean, I'm assuming that his skill set would be handy for some company. I mean, how do you pick up playing with lasers?
Well, he's going to Southern Illinois University, and I'm not sure exactly what his major is, but probably something in the technology field. Now, one of the things that I'm curious about is that if a kid in his basement can build a 200-watt laser bazooka, what could the government do with this technology? Could we possibly see laser or every kid's dream, lasers being weaponized in the future?
That would be cool. What was it like, the sci-fi trope of having this satellite from space that slowly comes into the planet and lasers somebody from from orbit?
Jeez.
I'm still amazed. I mean, if 200 watts does what you say, how do you start this? I mean, I literally wouldn't even know where to begin. Do you just go to like laserhobbyist.com and start purchasing stuff?
I'm pretty sure that there are forums and websites just built around laser hobbyist. Like, it's kind of a big deal. But as far as building it, he built it like out of like just a lot of things that you could find just laying around your house. I'm sure some of the parts he had to special order. But one of the things that's really interesting about this is that it can blind you. Like, even if you want to weaponize it in the fact of, like, just taking out the enemy's eyesight, like, all I can think about when I see these things is weaponizing it. And it's crazy.
Wow. The other thought is, I wonder if he had a cameraman, because my first thought is, what does this do for a guy who's actually the cameraman? I mean, because I know there's filters and a bunch of things you can do, but...
He set up the camera and then used the laser. Yeah.
So I wonder if he hurt the camera.
You should check. That was one of the things that I was curious about, too. It's like, and I know if he shot at the camera, he would definitely destroy the sensor.
Because I'm thinking, I've got some pretty expensive cameras, and if some dude decided to shoot a 200-watt laser at, I think I'd be quite upset.
He's probably using a little DV camera, to be honest, like a little cheap...
A Sony ham camera.
Yeah, and to note, it did burn a hole through wood, and it did burn a hole through a computer case, but it took a while. You're not going to be able to just do that right away.
So this would be instant burn then?
No.
No, on like a human skin.
On human skin? I don't even want to think about it.
Because my thought is, if it doesn't do a whole lot of damage on quick exposure, minus the eyes, then I'm thinking this would be something for crowd control. You know, you shine it on people, just get their skin hot, and then it would just say...
Well, I think a big problem with that was you'd blind them. Like, I mean, even looking at the beam, I'm pretty sure can probably take out your eyes.
Just by looking at it? By not having a shine in your eyes?
According to what he says, I mean, unprotected eyes, it's 33 million times worse than staring at the sun. I mean, I wouldn't want to even risk looking at that thing at all.
No. Wow. I'm kind of godsmacked about that. I just couldn't imagine... And yeah, you're right. So looking at the guy's website, he's done – the shotgun is another thing I think is interesting. Now, is a guy who's a little bit of a firearm enthusiast, the terms he's using, shotgun and bazooka, is a little bit on the – what do you say? I wouldn't exactly call them anything like the rifle or a shotgun. I think they're closer to rifle than anything else.
Right. And yeah – I definitely agree. I think using the term bazooka was more of a attention getter.
It definitely worked.
Mm-hmm.
I am the thing I really want to see is I'd love to see if this guy can figure out how to focus it, you know, like more adjustable focus. Because I think if you could do that, I think it would actually have a more military usage.
I don't think that would be very hard at all. If they can do it in little lasers that, you know... you can get in the mail, then you can, you know, now, I'm sure he can make it adjustable.
Now, I really want to see a close-up view. I wonder if the guy's using one focus lens or, like, multiples. Because if you're using multiples, you can easily put one on some sort
of... It was just one.
See, so you could easily... now, this is kind of a guess. I'm assuming if it's a special optic, you could probably get maybe a couple of made and have it total that and then just put one on, like, a slider.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And it's interesting, too, because some of the laser lights that they use in foreign countries, I know, even for the military and stuff, can actually, like, cause blindness anyway. And they're, like, I was talking to a gentleman who actually works here, David B., and he was telling me that, you know, he knew a guy who, from a laser light, got shot in the eye, and there's a black spot on his eye where he got hit.
What?
Yeah. So legally in the United States, you're only allowed up to a 0.5 watt laser. But in other countries, they make far more higher quality or higher wattage lasers. And so...
So ones any consumer can purchase.
Yeah, consumers can only purchase up to 0.5 watts. But they're really dangerous for your eyes.
So how is this legal to do for an enthusiast?
That's a really good question.
Because if I say, you know, I, Joe Blow, just can only buy point whatever, I'm surprised the components aren't more controlled. I mean, maybe in the future it's going to be like, you know, the way firearms are, or you're going to have to get like a blanket license that, you know.
Right. And I think it's just one of those things where you just built it in your basement and the government really can't say much about it as long as you're not hurting people. But we'll see what happens in the future.
I'm actually kind of shocked by that because these are things that are incredibly dangerous, but on the other hand, they look fun as hell.
I mean, people make homemade explosives and microwave things all the time on YouTube, and True. They don't get in trouble. So,
well, some of it, like one of the major thing a lot of YouTubers use is what's called Tannerite. It's a binary explosive, if I remember the term correctly. Basically, you, the only way it can explode is by, for example, tannerite. You have to shoot it. It's the only way it can go off. Mm. I'm assuming it's the amount of force applied.
Right.
And there's one particular YouTuber that I've seen that mixes it with gasoline and other things. And tannerite by itself is not actually illegal. It's not a not controlled substance, or you don't need a license to actually buy it. You can buy it at almost any gun store. However, it's generally frowned upon in California because it can cause sparks and stuff like that. And
this has been the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Lasers podcast. Stick around for more lasers.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
The U.S. Army will begin using a 50-kilowatt laser in 2017 and then advance to a 100-kilowatt test and deployment in 2021. Now, a major effort is under this project is to phase approach for mobile high-power solid-state laser, or SSL, according to the article. Technology demonstrates that they are traceable to form, fit, and function required for the HEL weapon. Now, this technology has the potential to engage and defeat rockets, artillery, mortars, rams, UAVs, cruise missiles, and other tactical weapons. I'm assuming you can also use this versus personnel, airplanes, and pretty much you name it, especially when you get to the 100-kilowatt range. Now, this is a breakthrough, and one of the reasons being is you don't have to stockpile ordnances. I'm assuming just batteries, as long as it's not the batteries from Samsung. Now, according to everything I've found about it, it's a modular system, so it looks like you'll be able to add or remove things. So according to this, this weapon system utilizes a modular building block approach with an open system architecture to ensure growth, interoperability, and opportunity for technology assertions. So pretty much my guess is right now they're testing it at 10, and then when they switch to 50, it probably won't be too much changes, probably upgrading power pack and a few other things. No.
Right.
When they upgrade to 100 kilowatts, I'm assuming they're going to have to update the system a little bit more. So this, the idea of using lasers has been for a while. My question is really is how well do they work in actual combat?
Right.
I mean, this isn't exactly like G.I. Joe or Star Wars. I mean, is this something you can just target something, hit it, aim it for a little bit, and it'll go down? Or do you have to laze on it for a while? Or
so essentially this is to get rid of like security systems and stuff like that?
My guess by reading the article, it sounds like for one, you don't have to stockpile weapons. But my guess is this is more for defense. That's kind of the way I'm reading it because the pictures of it, this thing's huge.
Really?
Yeah, it's not small. So
maybe they should go get some hints from that gentleman we talked about in a previous episode who made a laser bazooka.
Right? So I'm assuming what this is for, say if you have an FOB, a forward operating base somewhere, and you get a couple of these, this will take out people who are coming towards you. If people are firing mortars at you, you can take them out because lasers can go incredibly long range.
Yeah.
With pretty good accuracy if you have
the
optics.
They really don't stop because it's light.
So that's my guess. It's more defense oriented. I mean, you could probably actually attack with it if you had some sort of vehicle that was capable of carrying it or dragging it across.
Right. Well, I'm wondering, is the laser going to be powerful enough to maybe burn people?
No, I don't know I don't know a lot about lasers, and I'm assuming 10 kilowatts probably could. Now, if they go to 100, I have no doubt it'll be able to burn through somebody.
Right. And I'm also wondering if this will work in the day.
I'm almost positive it would. I mean, why not? I mean, if it's a focus beam of light.
That's true. Because, yeah, little laser pointers work, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Will you be able to see it? Are you going to see, like, lasers flash across the sky like Star Wars and Star Trek and
probably not.
A thousand other sci-fi movies? Or
maybe at night.
Oh, so you're going to see, like, a little kind of difference between, you know, the night sky and
type of thing?
Or I think so, yeah.
Bright red laser?
Because, well, like, we watched that video with the guy who made his own homemade lasers, and when it was completely dark, you could see the beam. It's just when it was during the day that you couldn't, you know?
That's true. I don't know. The other question with this is, how humane is this? That's why I'm thinking they're designing it for targets, you know? So if, say, if somebody's launching mortars at you and they take out the mortar and it happens to take out somebody, but I don't see them targeting people with this, because I don't see it being, excuse the very gross term, taking out somebody fast.
Right. Well, and you know what they say, war is hell.
Yeah,
but we might see a new addition to the Geneva Convention.
And, you know, it's and you want quick. I mean, because if you take a look at weapons, and sorry, the sidebar, the Mosin Nagant, it's a Russian firearm, has a triangle-shaped bayonet. Now, under the rules of the Geneva Convention and the rules of war, that's actually illegal because it creates unnecessary damage. Now, my being thought with that, this may be something that may be against using it against people because of how cruel it really is.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think this could be, like, something that could be used maybe for, again, if they were able to make it a little bit more portable, taking out, like, cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah, because my thought is, say if you're in a city and people are lobbing missiles at you, you have a couple of these and you have a target tracking system that's able to keep up with it, you could just blow lasers out of the sky.
Right.
Like Israel, was it Iron Shield, Iron Dome? Israel has something.
Well, and
like that.
We used to have the Star Wars program that did something very similar under the administration of Reagan.
So the technology by itself, I'm very fascinated how it works. I'm really curious on the use case from it. I mean, from a defense on an FOB, I'm really curious because I know people who have been in the military and have had stories about being in their base and things happen. So this is definitely something that I'm interested in seeing.
This has been the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Lasers podcast. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Google Play, and Golden State Media Concepts podcast.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.